95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. It is the Morning Hog. It is the Brewery View. It is Josh and Amelia from SR Parrot. What beer is next?
All right, so we had to bring Sierra Nevada's Celebration of Fresh Hop IPA.
Yes.
Again, another company that does something a little bit different with their Christmas, winter, seasonal. Instead of, you know, those cinnamon and all that stuff, they're going for just a nice fresh hop IPA.
Oh, wow. Wow. What is Christmassy about this? I'm getting something. I'm definitely getting the hops. But what is that taste in the background?
You get a little bit of citrus and pine. So that resinous pine from the hops kind of reminds you of Christmas trees and gives you that, I wouldn't necessarily say flavor profile, but that scent. You know, how your smell and your taste are connected. So
oh, okay. There it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was, and as soon as you said it, I was immediately going, yep, that's it.
So this has been brewed since 1981, before I was born. So they know what they're doing with this one. You know, like I said, these are all seasonal limited releases that we're talking about today. So if you see them out there, grab them. They won't be there for very long. You know, and like I said, start early. You don't have to wait until Christmas for this stuff. That's why it's there now.
I mean, this makes a perfect, easy Christmas present, too. Just grab a six-pack on your way over, throw a bow on it, or just bring it over. It's perfect.
I'm grabbing a 12-pack, but I'm hiding six of them.
Exactly.
I see next we are going to Louisiana.
We are going to Louisiana. I guess I just now noticed it, but the picture on the package here is Santa Claus in a, I guess you could say, a canoe being pulled by a series of alligators rather than reindeers.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So this is a Beta's Christmas Ale.
All right. What flavor profiles are we getting in this one?
So this one you're going to get a lot more of a malt presence, so a little bit of sweetness. You're still going to get some hoppiness because there are a few different hops in there. This clocks in at 5.8%. It's a brown ale, so that's why you're getting a little bit of that maltiness. The color's not too dark on it, which is nice.
That is pretty good. Abita puts out a fine product.
Yeah, and that's why those guys have been around for a while. Kind of get a little bit of caramel from those malts. It's a nice, solid brown ale.
I do like the fact that they put gators instead of reindeers.
Yeah, I think if we saw that flying around in Florida, nobody would bat an eye, to be honest.
Well, I wouldn't go outside. If alligators can fly, I'm not going outside anymore.
Oh, my God.
they'd be the worst type of mosquito.
Right?
What are we finishing up with? I see a Christmas tree.
You see a Christmas tree. So, Friends of Bells, this is their Christmas ale. It's actually a Scotch ale, which is slightly different. You're going to get a lot more, even more malt flavor from this. This is clocked in at 7.5%.
Wow, I see why you saved this one for last.
Yeah, I figured it would. You're going to get a lot of that caramel, like I was mentioning on the last one. It'll be a lot more prevalent here. That's, like I said, just due to the malts. Some people actually kind of get a smokiness, kind of like a peaty flavor, which is used a lot in the Scotch world due to certain malts.
Now, there's not Scotch. It's not brewed with Scotch. Is it barrel-aged or anything?
Nope. It's just a style that was over in Scotland, from my understanding.
Smells really good.
Yeah, this is delicious. I've never had anything like this.
Yeah, Scotch ales aren't as popular as they once were. Sometimes you can compare them to a barley wine, which you might see out there a little bit more often. But yeah, Scotch ales are one of those things that a lot of people don't do anymore. And I'm not really sure why, because it's a delicious style of beer. Usually has a higher alcohol content, which is always fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm really enjoying this one, also because it's 7.5.
Still has a little bit of bitterness to it, which is nice. Nothing like, you know, punch in the mouth, but it's clearly still a beer, which is always nice.
If you like delicious beer, this is for you. It's kind of aggressive, but it's not. But I would say this is a big boy and a big girl beer.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, some of us need that on Christmas to deal with.
Yes, you have to enjoy beer to enjoy this one. If you're not a beer drinker, this one's not going to be for you.
Right. That's you can try out the Shiner, the Santa Claus Cellar would be some good choices if you're not usually a huge beer drinker.
And since these are seasonal, you can go to srprot.com/beerfinder. But where can they go to look for these right now?
Total Wine, ABC. You might find some of the stuff in Publix, local independents, just about everywhere, but the website's going to be your best bet. That way you're not trying to drive all over the place.
Yeah, it'll tell you exactly where to go. That's srprot.com/beerfinder. Josh, Amelia, thank you guys so much.
Right on.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.